all over
New York City. It's still a hell of a town. New York Telephone. We know getting a malicious or obscene phone call can really piss you off. If you get such a call, fuck it. Hang up immediately. In most instances, that's enough to stop the caller from becoming a pain in the ass. Too often, though, people unwittingly encourage the caller by talking back. Don't be a prick. You can't argue with a sick mind, so don't try. If hanging up quickly doesn't work, for shit's sake, don't panic. Just call our business office. You'll find the number in the front of your telephone directory. In persistent cases, our annoyance call bureau takes over to try and trap the fucker. Working with the police, our annoyance call bureau has been responsible for 844 arrests and 54 abortions. And offenders have learned that a 10-cent phone call can cost them as much as $1,000 and jam their ass in prison for a year. At New York Telephone, we're in business to give you service. And part of our obligation is to see to it that no motherfucker abuses that service. After all, the service we give you is obscene enough.
Yo, all right, guys, we are finally on the air. I am joined by Baz and Spray so far. Ice Goose should be getting on in a little bit, or maybe we'll have to call him again. Don't know. Say hello, guys.
He said something about he had to, hey. Ice Goose is having sex with his dog. He'll join us when he's done. And hello, right. Everybody.
And it should only be about 30 seconds or so until he's finished.
Yes.
Oh, really? Wow. So I heard he wasn't coming on. What happened? Why is
he changed his mind. I guess he didn't go to his dad's house.
A sloth woke him up. Got him out of bed.
We did wake him up.
Was he mad?
What's up?
Was he getting angry that you woke him up?
Oh, no. No, he was fine with it.
Oh, yeah. I was like, grr. Didn't pick up the phone. I was like, I better just wake up and get on the machines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm reading here in the chat machine that the volume is very low.
Yeah, word, volume machines.
Yeah, I think that's, I was talking about it earlier with Baz, and we're both using our lower voices today.
Balls.
Well, I don't have a fancy closet like Dirty Aaron does. He said Dirty Aaron is sitting up in his closet this morning.
Yes, I heard that. Balls. How's the volume now, guys? Is it better? And Spray, you might have to talk up, son of a bitch. Speak up.
All right.
Talk up.
I boosted my mic. It's weird on my mic. It keeps flashing red as if I'm clipping.
Balls. How about now? Is this a little bit better, guys? Let me check something here real quick.
Are you paying attention to your levels, Sloth?
What do you mean?
Okay. Everybody says it sounds good now.
Yeah.
Your broadcasting levels. Your scat level.
There's quite a bit here. So depending on how everything gets mixed, yeah. I mean, you always have to pay attention to them one way or another. But we really need to make a call. We're passing the 15-minute mark, so shut the fuck up.
Definitely.
We're going to call Best Buy.
I'm not the one that had to take a piss.
Thank you for calling Best Buy in Bangor. For store hours, press 1. For directions, press 2. To speak to a sales associate, press 3. For Geek Squad services, for pricing and availability, press 1. For questions regarding a previous purchase and all other questions, press 2.
Thank you for calling Bangor Best Buy.
Hey there, son of a bitch. Hey, my name is Ron, okay? Woman.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, listen, I bought this, I guess, Insignia Flex 8 fucking 8 gigabyte $79 tablet.
Okay.
And, you know, I bought it for my kid, and I take it home, and I take it out of the box, and I boot the damn thing up, and it plays this loud noise for like 30 seconds, like a big loud bong for like, you know, starting up. And then there's penises all over the screen, like pornography. and people fucking.
The reason I went to the store and got one of those magnets.
Wow, that's not okay. Did you buy it as an open box or is it brand new?
No, it was brand new, and there's people fucking, and there's penises and naked men.
Yeah, no, that's obviously completely unacceptable.
Well, is it possible that one of your associates...
You would definitely want to return it to the store.
Well, listen, did one of your associates install it?
I'm sorry?
Did one of your associates, you know, do this to the tablet as like a prank against my child?
No, there's no way that we would have done that. I mean, if it was brand new, it was never opened in our store.
Well, my child is half black, so, you know, I figured maybe since he was mulatto, that you guys took racial prejudice against him?
Absolutely not.
Okay, well, you know, I estimate that there are at least 7 penises on this tablet currently, as we speak. Okay.
I honestly don't know how that, I mean, it wouldn't have happened here. If it was purchased brand new, like, we wouldn't have opened it and done anything like that to it.
Well, there's cock and balls, and there's people shitting on one another, and there's assholes.
I went 3 weeks without...
Yeah, no, that's... Nope.
Yeah, it's all
completely unacceptable. I mean, absolutely bring it back to the store.
There's a woman, and she's peeing on another woman, like, in her mouth, and she enjoys it, it looks like.
Nope, that's definitely not something that we would do. Absolutely not.
And then there's, I guess, a rectal prolapse. Like, I'm not a physician, but it appears to be a rectal prolapse.
I don't know.
Okay, well, listen, if I bring the tablet back in, what are you guys going to do for me? Are you going to exchange it or give me store credit or what?
It would depend on, honestly, what you wanted. If you wanted to exchange for a new product,
well, listen, okay, can I
that.
Exchange it for something different? Jesus.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We
okay,
can
well,
do
can
a
you
refund
check,
and you
can check an item? Listen,
one.
Will you check an item for me?
I go to the bathroom and there's
look,
yeah, what are you looking for?
Can you see if you guys still have any horsey cat in stock?
Any what?
Horsey cat?
Walk in the bathroom. There's this common, like, tower right here.
Okay, give me just a moment. Do you mind holding?
No, not at all. Thanks. Hurry up, though.
And it's free. Get in, get out. Enjoy the holidays without a hitch. See full details in store or online at Best Buy.
And you should mention that the your black mulatto child is trying to hump everything now after viewing these penises.
That's pretty good.
Dun 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 dun. Oh, that's a good remix of a classic song.
Okay, I'm trying to pull up this other tablet for you. What?
No, it's not a tablet. It's like a it's like an electronic doll. It's a horsey cat. The other store said they had a bunch in the back, but like they didn't have any left. You know, they sold out of them real fast. It was a very popular item.
We have sold out of a lot.
Yeah, I know. But if you could go in the back and just see if maybe there's horsey cat, or like maybe just go ask around with your associates. Like, have you seen horsey cat? It's like this. It's like an electronic doll cat / horse. You pet its back, and like it purrs.
That's not
this...
something that we're going to have at Best Buy.
Well, no, they did. And, like, its penis gets erect.
Okay, absolutely not.
Why not? You guys should definitely carry horsey cat. I mean, nobody's going to shop there over the holidays unless you guys are carrying it. It's like the new Furby, basically. I think she hung up.
Yeah.
Yeah, the erection.
I did mention that the horsey cat is anatomically correct.
It is. Well, I was going to tell her that it has a horse's cock. But she interrupted me and said, no, definitely not.
Absolutely not.
I mean, she said absolutely not, even after I just said erection. She didn't even know what kind of erection it was or how big it was or anything. Maybe they had it.
You motherfucker, you.
Ice Goose.
Chode.
I call a 911 right now.
I want to fuck your sister, motherfucker.
To bring sister in front of me.
All right, so who wants to take the next call to a Best Buy?
No,
Baz does. I'm not ready yet.
Baz, big Baz. Do you just want the same path? Customer service associate?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I think we have another tablet with penises on it.
Dude,
thank
there's so many penises.
Thank you for calling Best Buy in Augusta. For 4 hours.
Jesus Christ.
I'll be unoriginal.
For pricing and availability, press 1. Your call is very
important. There's no need for originality.
All
just horsey cat
at
and
this
stuff.
Location are currently assisting other customers over the phone. There is one customer ahead of you.
Oh, fuck that.
We need to fucking go find that guy and get rid of him, you know?
It's so nice because they're going to beat the shit out of him.
Rush,
we can't
his
offer
place
our
online.
Low price guarantee. We know.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks for calling your Augusta Best Buy. This is Kate speaking.
Hey, how you doing? My name is David Snoswell, and I have a little bit of a problem.
Okay.
Yeah, I came in for your Black Friday sale, and I bought a tablet. I bought the new Kindle HD, and I brought it home, and I booted it up, and I was just flabbergasted by what I saw. You know, it booted up normally, you know, like the typical Kindle does, but when I got into the home screen, there was nothing but penises all over the screen. I think somebody's hacked that Kindle HD. And there were lots of pornographic videos playing in different windows. And I had my stepson, he's a mulatto, little half black boy. And he actually saw these images and we're very upset. And we want to know what can you do to make this right?
Okay. This is very unusual. I mean, it was
damn right.
It was straight out of the package. It's got to be something that was from the manufacturer.
I'm talking about there were black penises, there were white penises, there looked like even to be Native American penises. Now my kid saw that and he's humping everything now. He's like on the floor humping the rug right now.
If you want, I can transfer you over to Unusual. I mean, it was
damn right.
It was straight out of the package. It's got to be something that was from the manufacturer.
I'm talking about there were black penises, there were white penises, there looked like even to be Native American penises. Now my kid saw that and he's humping everything now. He's like on the floor humping the rug right now.
If you want, I can transfer you over to a manager and you can discuss.
Please.
He's not fucking puppy playtime. Motherfucker.
Fixed.
Motherfucker.
Nice. And you still Mixler didn't crash, did it?
No. I mean, Mixler was dead air for a second, too, because Sam is its source, but...
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Wrong. All right, folks, we're not going to wait forever for managers tonight.
Now we're going to call the next Best Buy.
I say
Buy.
We just move on.
You motherfuckers.
We're moving on with our lives. We're over it.
Can I take this one?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Then I'm going to get some motherfucking orange juice.
Thank you for calling Best Buy in Auburn. For store hours, press 1. For directions, press 2. To speak to a sales associate, for pricing and availability.
Your call is very important to us. All sales associates at this...
Hey, Colin, Best Buy, how can I help you?
Hi, my name is John Holloman.
Hello, John Holloman, what can I do for you?
I had a bit of an issue with my iPad that I bought the other day.
Okay, what's the issue, sir?
Well, I opened it up and, you know, it was... please don't hang up on me.
I'm not hanging up on you.
Okay, good. I thought you'd kind of think this was a little weird, but I looked in the pictures, and as soon as I opened the lock screen up, there was pictures of penises on the iPad. There was a big black penis. Yes. I'm dead serious. I don't know what's going on. My kid saw this. Ron Newman. He saw it. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to erase it. You know, he was going off saying, telling all my friends I was looking at gay porn night. You know, I swear it's you guys.
You got that win just a few days ago?
Yeah, I bought it yesterday.
Well, yes, okay. Bring that in and let us take care of that.
Okay. I mean, what should I do? My kid saw it and it was, you know, it was really weird. I don't know what to say to him.
Well, you know what you could say? And this really isn't too far from the truth, to be honest with you. Because you know how many viruses and different things that there are out there.
Yeah.
The viruses and you have malware. I would just simply say, I mean, my kid's older now too, but I would have said, you know, it was just a virus, you know, sort of like how people get a cold. Well, this virus thing, you know, has the virus, so it's not working properly.
Yeah. God, that's just, did you guys do that? Did you guys take my iPad and go on Meat Spin with it?
No.
Oh, I mean, Ron Newman, looked at it. I'm really upset right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still kind of drunk.
Bring that in, sir.
Okay. I mean, what should I tell my friends, though, that, that I was looking at meat spin or what?
No, just say that you didn't realize that there was a virus attached to it, and there was nothing you could do at the time. You need to take it to a technician to have it to have that result. So it's not your fault.
Okay. Well, were you guys smoking marijuana or something? I mean, what the fuck, man?
Who was smoking marijuana?
Were you smoking marijuana?
No, I was not. No.
Well,
no one here that does that, sir.
Kind of sounds like you're smoking marijuana, sir, right now. Is that a bong?
I've been here since 11:30.
Well, yeah, I mean, my kid doesn't even believe that bullshit about a virus.
I don't know what to tell you, sir. Like I said,
factory virus? I mean, come on. Your goddamn employees took it. And they were like, we're going to put some gay porn on this. We're going to meet spin this guy.
I tell you what, you want to just speak to a manager, sir?
Yeah, I would love to speak. Tell him to hurry the fuck up, too. He's got a very pissed off John Holloman.
Just one.
Motherfucker.
Just one moment, sir, okay? You don't need to use profanity.
Okay, sorry. I'm so upset. God damn it. I thought that was not amusing. Motherfuckers. No. Stop. No.
Can I just throw in occasional profane words in the background?
Of course. You know how science operates. If they're telling us not to cuss, you're allowed to just go like, cunt.
Yeah. That's definitely the case.
I mean, unless something amazing is happening, then don't interrupt, obviously.
Yeah, definitely.
It's my call, so nothing amazing is happening.
Well, you never know. Amazing things happen.
I'm going to interrupt.
It sounds like you're smoking marijuana right now. Okay, so you don't have to yell.
Sloth has had many marijuanas.
Many marijuanas tonight.
How many marijuanas?
A million.
So, Goose, when the legal stores open up, are you going to partake?
I'm going to go to Fred Meyer around 11 or 10, somewhere in there.
No, I mean, hey, Golden, this is Keith.
Hi, is this the goddamn manager?
Goddamn. Yes, it is.
You know, I had a bit of an issue. I don't know if he explained it.
What's going on?
I don't know if your goddamn employee explained the goddamn problem.
I'm sorry?
Sir?
Yeah?
My name is John Holloman. Did the guy explain what was going on with my new iPad?
Faggot.
Okay.
Okay, I looked on there, and first off, the browser was on Meatspin. And second off, there was a bunch of dicks in the background on the lock screen, the home screen, and the pictures. I don't know what kind of...
When did you purchase this?
What?
When did you purchase this?
I purchased this 2 days ago. God damn it.
Okay, well, let me look into your information. Did you purchase it brand new?
Yes, god damn it.
Well, there's no reason to swear, sir. Let me see if I can look up your history.
I'm so mad.
If you purchased it brand new, it's not something that Best Buy could have done.
Shit.
Because they're factory sealed from
I usually punch a wall.
Apple's factory.
Goddamn wall, because I'm so upset. My kid saw the gay porn and saw meat spin. Now I have to explain the birds and bees to him about men.
What's your phone number, sir?
Oh, my name is John Holloman.
No, what's your phone number?
My name is John Holloman.
No, I'm asking for your phone number.
Just give me a goddamn second, okay?
Oh, fuck yeah.
I don't know my phone. I just got a new goddamn phone from Target.
Well, sir, there's no reason to swear at me, okay? I'm trying to help you out.
Shit.
No, you're not.
Oh,
goddamn it.
Yeah.
You're telling me that I didn't buy a product?
I never said that, sir. I'm trying to look up your information is what I'm trying to do.
You called me an asshole like 2 minutes ago, and I didn't appreciate that.
Sir, I never said anything like that. I just picked up the phone.
Well, then who called me? Somebody picked up the line and called me an asshole.
Nobody said anything like that, sir.
Faggot. All
right. My number?
Yeah.
My number is 207.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
867.
Fuck yeah. Oh, yeah.
5309.
Oh.
Sir, is this a joke?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I hear stuff in the background that is not very funny.
I thought that was on your
is
end.
Is that because it's erotic and it turns you on because you're a sexy boy?
Okay, sir. Well, I'm going to hang up now. When you call it a serious issue, let me know.
Is that on your end, you piece of shit?
I'm going to come.
We're going to call back a lot.
Oh, yeah, you fucking sexy boy.
back a lot. God damn it. Well, you're a pretty dog. Yes, you are. Seriously, how are there 80 people? Go
Thank
to bed.
You for calling Best Buy in Auburn. For store.
You're here for the lulls.
Yeah, it's 51 on Mixler, and
I think Baz should be
36 on Shoutcast. Yeah, Baz, this is all you, buddy.
I'm Best Buy Auburn. This is Bob. I'll help you.
Yes, my name is David Snoswell. I'm an attorney. My associate or my client, David Holloman, had just called to register a complaint, and he was treated very rudely, and they hung up on him and didn't hear his complete grievance.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was that for? I just said I have all kinds of people talking here.
Yes, you need to pay attention. I'm an attorney. My name is David Snoswell.
I have a lot of people speak me all at once. So.
Well, I'm speaking to you now, so you need to direct 100% of your attention to me right now, please. I'm an attorney, and my associate, John Holloman, just called in with a severe grievance, and he was treated quite rudely, and he was not taken seriously, and this will not stand. Hello?
Okay, I'm going to direct you to the manager, sir, because the manager is actually
yes.
the one that should go. Okay.
Okay, please hurry. Post-haste. Post-haste.
Yeah, I'm going to get a manager.
Hey, hurry the fuck up.
You fuck up, mother.
I look like we haven't heard this story before.
I mean, they need to pay attention. They need to, you know, an attorney commands respect.
Just flat out call him a motherfucker. Like, you motherfucker.
Hello. Thank you for holding. This is Eric speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, Eric. My name is David Snoswell. I'm an attorney at law. And I represent my client, Mr. John Holloman. He just called in a few minutes ago with a severe grievance about a purchase that he made tonight. And he was treated very rudely, was not taken seriously, and above all, he was hung up on.
Okay. If you have a legal grievance to bring up with us, you have to contact corporate at 1-888-BESTBUY.
No, we need to have some kind of resolution immediately.
Sure, absolutely. If you have a legal grievance, you have to bring it up to the legal department at 1-888-BESTBUY.
Yeah, but they're probably not open right now, are they, Eric?
That's all I can recommend for you, sir.
Well, we need to address this right now. I demand an apology to my associate, John Holloman. He bought a tablet, and there was
pornography. Sir, if you're a legal representative.
I'm an attorney.
Correct. That's the legal representative.
I command some respect here. Absolutely. I'm giving you a bit of respect here.
I'm letting you know. Protocol for Best Buy is that if you bring up a legal grievance,
listen,
it's not to
listen,
handle it at
mother,
store level.
Motherfucker.
Oh, that's a
you know, I bought your damn tablet.
Pussy. Hey, pussy.
Hey, we're going to fucking sue you.
Sorry, Baz. I kind of had to.
That's all right. I wasn't getting anywhere with him.
Spray, are you awake? Are you up?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Mr. Vodka Drinks. It is your turn to speak to Best Buy.
Okay, I'm mixing that up. I'm on the mix. There's going to be another goddamn Best Buy.
Thank you for calling Best Buy in Stafford. For store hours, press 1. For directions, press 2. To speak to a sales assistant. For pricing and availability.
Thank you for calling the Stafford Best Buy. Lee speaking. How may I help you?
Hi. I think, you know, I was, I just got one of those doorbuster tablets y'all got over there, and I think I might have a Geek Squad emergency here.
Oh no!
As funny as it sounds,
yeah, it's not
because,
working.
Well, it's working all right, but there's a bunch of gay pornography on it. There's penises all over the place. You know, I sat down to show my son. I was gonna read him a book about Thanksgiving. About the origins of Thanksgiving, a pop-up book, and then the only thing that's popping up is a bunch of gay pornography, mainly penises.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. So I think I have a bit of an emergency here. What'd you think? I mean, you know, there's even a horsey cat penises everywhere.
Oh my god. Okay. Well, let me put you on hold for a second and figure out what we have to do for you. Okay?
Well, hurry. It's urgent. It's an emergency. I had to put post-it notes all over the because it won't turn off. I had to put post-it notes all over the tablet.
Right.
And just to cover, just to cover up the horsey cat penis, especially.
I'm sorry. I can't. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
it's quite an emergency.
Hold on 1 second. I'm trying. It's not funny. It's not funny. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Why,
I'm sorry
why are you laughing, big girl?
I know. It is not funny.
Yeah. It's not a laughing matter, honey.
I know. I'm sorry. Let me figure out what we
honey,
have to do.
Baby.
I'm sure you can bring it in and have it wiped clean. Okay.
Yeah, there is something getting wiped on here. That's for sure.
Hold on, sir.
All right, big girl.
That honey baby made her giggle.
She wants it spray.
You can totally work this, dude.
She shows if she's DTF.
I have a feeling she's gonna get some. I'm gonna have to talk to like another retard now, not her anymore.
I think you're gonna get it in, dude.
Then I tell her.
Make sure to call on some motherfucking motherfucker right after me.
Sir?
Hey, honey. Yeah.
Hi.
Hey,
if you bring it in to Geek Squad, they will do whatever they need to do to get that off for you.
Are they okay with looking? Because I can't even look at it. I can't even stand to look at
it. Well, that's their job. They're going to have to look at it to get it off of your computer.
Yeah, I mean, I can't look at it because, you know, I'm not like that. I mean, yeah, if you brought, you know, a good, nice honey baby girl like you in front of me, you know, that'd be a different story. But it's a bunch of gay men on here. Now I'm not sure what to do.
What's your name, sir?
Oh, my name is John. John Holloman.
John Holloman.
Yeah. So.
So what time will we be expecting you to come in and get this swipe?
Oh, are you going to be accepting me now? I mean, where do you want to meet? Like, when is your shift off so you can accept me?
All right, sir.
What's that? Well, you know, I mean, after watching all this gay porn on here, I'm going to need a little something to clear the mind, you know.
Well, you're going to have to find somebody else for that job, sir. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, you know, if you could help me out, please don't laugh at me.
I'm not laughing.
It's serious. I'm not, you know.
Do you want to speak to a manager?
Well, how am I going to go to church on Sunday after watching all this gay porn?
All right, so if you want to come and get it, so we can help you out, okay?
Yeah, but what are you guys going to do for me? Because God hates me now. I need to do something.
Well, there's hotlines you could call.
Well, what kind of hotlines? Can you tell me about it?
It sucks, man. You're not going to get the help you need.
I think you need to call back.
Just a sec.
My phone sex hotlines.
I couldn't quite hear what she said to the manager. What she said, like, he's trying to have sex with me or something.
She said, I'm about to fuck this guy.
I'm
about to get the D. All right, we're calling her back.
Thank you for calling Best Buy in Stafford. For pricing and availability, your call is very important to us. All sales associates at this location are currently assisting other customers over the phone. There is one customer ahead of you.
I'm telling you, man, it's that same
guy. We may not be able to help you beat the holiday rush, but we can offer our low price guarantee. We know price is important all year, but it's especially important around the holidays. Relax, knowing that if you find a lower price on qualifying products, we'll match it with our low price guarantee. You can find full details on our low price guarantee in store or online at BestBuy.com.
This is getting tedious. All right, we're done with that.
Yeah, those assholes. Assholes.
I had another idea for Best Buy, but I forget what it was. I think
meat spin.
Nah.
Maybe something about, like, you should complain that people are rubbing too close.
I like the idea that Doc put in the chat. Call Toys R Us and see if they have the shaking baby simulator.
That's kind of funny. Yeah, look up some toy stores for us, Ice Cubes, if you don't mind, sir. But what were you going to say, Spray?
It's kind of stupid, but maybe complain that there are like other people rubbing up against you and somehow it's their fault because they shouldn't have had that many people there.
That's pretty good. Oh, sit down, Katie.
But, I mean, I don't know how well it'll work.
It doesn't matter.
Thank you for calling Best Buy in Charlotte.
This is the last Best Buy one anyway.
Hey, you're calling Best Buy in Charlotte.
Hey there, son of a bitch. Hey, my name is Ron Newman. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, I visited your store this evening for your Black Friday Mystery Midnight Black Friday Doorbuster fucking sale. Okay?
Mr. Newman, I'm going to have to ask you to stop using profanity, otherwise I will have to disconnect the call.
I never used profanity.
You've used two inappropriate words, sir.
Fuck. I did not use inappropriate words. Okay? We'll just get that out of the way right now. And I don't appreciate your wild, baseless accusations. Okay? I have a serious complaint that I'd like to file against your store, formally, with you, sir.
I can forward you to the manager if you have a complaint.
Okay, absolutely. Thank you. But please be quick. Right. I don't have a lot of time. I'm a very important man. My time is very valuable.
All right, well, hang on just a minute.
Okay.
What happened to the music?
I don't know. All right, this is starting to approach that 30-second mark. Maybe they just hung up anyway.
Motherfucker.
Hey, you're holding. This is Alyssa. How can I help?
Yeah, is this the manager? My name is Ron Newman. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, your employee. You know, I have a serious complaint about your store, and your employee he cussed at me, and then accused me of cussing at him.
Okay.
He said
what's going on?
Well, I don't know. He said the F word at me. He said fuck, and I was like, sir, please don't cuss like that. And he's like, who's cussing? You're the one who's cussing. And he called me.
Okay.
He said,
"What's the situation, sir?"
Well,
he said,
"You
effing
idiot."
Originally, though.
What's that? Oh yeah. Anyway, I was in your store this evening for the midnight, you know, Black Friday. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And you know there were a lot of people there, and I honestly think it was just too many people, and it was kind of irresponsible on your part. Because you see, what happened is when I was in the crowd, you know, and standing in lines and trying to move to different departments of the store. People were brushing up against me and touching me in inappropriate ways.
Okay.
So, you know, some of your employees, like, they would come up and you know, be like, sir, could I help you with something? And they'd, like, brush up, like, their hand against my leg, like, my inner thigh. And they'd be like, oh, you know, I'm sorry, like, it's crowded in here. But you could tell, like, they did it on purpose, you know, trying to smell my hair. Kept, like, leaning in, and they'd just, you know, whisper about my essence.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I demand restitution. I feel I've been wronged here.
There's no sort of restitution I can provide for you, sir.
Well, what do you mean? Why not?
For starters, I don't believe that occurred with my employees.
Well, it did.
Second of all, your tone with the individual that was on the phone with the gentleman that you were originally with was inappropriate.
Yeah, I agree. You shouldn't have said that.
I'm not going to provide you any sort of restitution. I'm very sorry if you felt uncomfortable within the store during Black Friday. It is very busy. There will be crowds. That's a traditional trademark that goes with Black Friday. But I do apologize, sir. If you would like to be able to seek out restitution, you'd be welcome to be able to talk to our corporate team directly.
Well,
that would
I'll
be
tell you what, I'll come down.
No,
listen, look, I'll come down to the store and you and me.
There's no need to come down to the store.
Well, no,
so
you and me, we can
talk for you.
And we can take our clothes off and we can have sex.
Oh, she wouldn't have that shit.
Sounds like appropriate restitution.
It's Same.
I'm not going to give you appropriate restitution. Well, you know, you take our clothes off. Okay. All right.
Oh, man.
All right. So what do you guys want to talk to?
Perth.
I'll talk to Indian telemarketers, but I can't actually call India. So if they're in Australia, yes, I will call them. But otherwise, problem.
Yeah, I've kind of got an idea for like a Toys R Us or something call, but I need to find out what is the top, what are the most sought after toys of 2013 for Black Friday?
Good
question. Basically, I'm going to complain that I came home to and opened it up to check to make sure it was intact, and it wasn't what I thought it would be.
Well, what are you thinking? Like, what kind of item are you after?
Well, some kind of a toy, but when I came and I opened it up, there was a big dildo in the box.
So not like a video game, then.
No. Okay. It'd have to be something.
Isn't there a new Furby size that's pretty popular right now?
Okay, the Furby, yeah. Okay.
Oh, damn it. ASPCA. God damn it.
All right, Ice Goose, we're stealing your number for Baz. This is his. Okay. Son of a bitch.
Motherfucker, you mother toad.
Is this a Toys R Us, or...?
Yes, it is. Yeah, I think Toys R Us might actually be closed.
Well, you know, any of those stores like Target or whatnot would...
Anybody report. That sells toys.
Yeah, they all got toys.
How about Walmart?
Thank you for calling Toys R Us and Babies R Us of Columbus, Ohio. We will be closing at 10 p.m. For store location, press 1.
Wow.
To speak to Toys R Us, press 2. To speak to Babies R Us...
They close early.
They should be open. Stores open at Thursday. They should open at Thursday.
What time are Targets open until tonight?
Well, East Coast,
I think they're open like 24 hours now.
It's like a Honolulu Target or something.
Let's try one real quick on the West Coast just to see.
No, I think a lot of these places are staying open all night. Could be wrong.
Yeah, the one I just put in is East Coast.
Forget that.
Thank you for calling the Culver City Target Store. Para continuar en español, o prima el siete.
Okay. Oops.
The Culver City Target Store offers a full-service pharmacy.
I don't give
a
fuck.
Our pharmacy hours are Monday through Friday. The pharmacy is currently closed. Thank you for using Express RX. Goodbye.
Motherfucker. I fucked that all up. I ruined it. Show's over. God damn it.
Thank you for calling the Culver City Target Store. Para continuar en español, o prima el siete. Our store hours have changed for the holidays. The store will be open from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, November 30th. Our store hours have changed for the holidays. The store will be open from 8 p.m. on Thursday, November 28th through 11 p.m. on Friday, November 29th. It's located at the intersection of Jefferson and Dakota, between Overland and Sepulveda. For the pharmacy, press 1. For electronics, press 4. For the photo lab, press 5. To speak to the... Please stay on the line while your call is transferred to electronics.
Yeah. Baz, this is all you.
All right.
Maybe get transferred to toys, I don't know.
Electronics.
Yeah, hello. I thought that I was calling your toy department. I guess I must have misdialed. Can you transfer me to the toys?
We're across from the toys, so this is the correct extension. Yeah,
I've got a little bit of a... Hello?
Yes.
I've got a little bit of an issue that's pretty upsetting. I was just in and I bought an item, and I'm very upset. I would like to file a grievance.
Okay, with that, you're going to... Just give me a second.
Yeah, hurry up, please. I'm very upset.
Moderate.
Damn, hold.
Che Guevara playset in IRC.
That's funny.
The People's Che Guevara playset.
That's actually what it'd be called.
Yes, hello?
Hello, yes. Toy section?
Yeah, let me have you speak with my manager. She will take care of kind of the situation.
Can you please hurry? I've already been waiting too long.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Target. This is Tracy. Can I help you find something?
Yes, no, you cannot help me find something. I was already in, and I bought an item, and I'm very upset. I have a serious, serious complaint.
Okay.
Yeah, my name is David Snoswell, and I was in doing some shopping right after my meal, and I came to buy some toys for my kids for Christmas. I purchased that new Furby toy that everybody seems to want. And when I got home, I decided to open the box up to check to make sure everything was intact. And I was very shocked by what I found inside the box.
Okay, what did you find
in the box? Well, I found, I believe they're called dildos. It looked like a big artificial penis. You know, not exactly what I had in mind for my four-year-old for Christmas. I don't know how that happened, and I'm just shocked.
Inside of Furby, did you purchase it from the Culver City store?
Yes, and I got a big black dildo. I did not want to buy a big black dildo.
No, of course not. I don't know how that would have happened.
Yeah. I mean, it was about 12 inches long. It had a pretty good girth to it, it was very lifelike.
I don't know the specifications of that, but I can tell you if you want to come in, like what the Furby was, and we can just exchange it for you and then just
What kind of dildo specifications are you familiar with? I'm going to come in and I'm going to show this to you. And I want to replace this. I want to come in and exchange it for a horsey cat.
Go ahead.
For a what?
A horsey cat.
I don't know what that is.
It's the hot new toy. Every kid wants the horsey cat.
Okay, if you bring in your receipt, we'll take it back for you.
Yeah, so if I bring in the receipt, you will take the dildo back then. Hello?
Hold on, one.
She doesn't know what to do.
I think maybe she's going to take it back and put it in her asshole.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, hello. I don't know why I keep getting transferred. I'm very upset. Okay,
what's the problem?
Yeah, I came in to buy a damn Furby, and I got home and opened it up to make sure it was intact, and I found instead of a Furby, there was a big black dildo inside.
If you want to come in and return it, you can, and we'll look at cameras.
It was very meaty, and it looked like it was throbbing, like it might...
Oh, really? That's very awesome. That's very awesome. It's like I said, awesome. If you have any problems, what you can do is bring it in, and then we can go ahead and check videos for you.
Okay, how about you and I go into the back room and I'll show it to you?
Yeah, that's no problem.
Yeah, I'll bring some and we will disrobe.
Hey, I have a quick question for you.
Yeah. Hello. Okay, I guess he's not going to give me his quick question.
Nope, he's done. He's like, nope.
Quick question. I like that though.
Yeah, it was good. It was definitely good. Good. My bad.
Okay. Guys, choking on a dick.
I'm dying, son.
He's got a big black dildo.
Yeah. I know it was supposed to be a fucking Furby, and it's not.
Big sucker.
Big black dick.
Spray sucks dick.
You're a big fat dick sucker, I guess.
You're the one who's big and fat here. I'm skinny. Lanky.
Lanky.
Plus, you got the HIV now from that girl.
Thank you for calling the Cupertino Target Store.
Oh, shit.
Our store hours have changed for the... Please stay on the line while your call is transferred to photo.
Tabachi had to stop the show yesterday because he had HIV symptoms.
That's terrible.
Thank you for calling the Cupertino Target Store. Our store hours have changed for the holidays.
I don't care.
The store will be open from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Please stay on the line while your call is transferred to electronics.
Yay! Okay, I'm going to try this one real quick. I don't even know what I'm going to do with it.
Electronics, Dan speaking. Can I help you find something?
Hey, no, son of a bitch. Look, I was already in your store.
Okay,
earlier I came in, and it was Black Friday, and it was midnight. And I brought my fucking family. I drug them out of their goddamn beds. And I said, get the fuck up. We're going to Target. And I drug them into Target. Okay?
Okay.
And I have a very serious complaint about one of the products, which I have purchased from your store. Okay?
Okay.
All right, I purchased for my daughter a Dora the Explorer playset. It was a doll, and it had little buttons, and you press it, and you let it talk. And okay. The fucking thing, it's spouting off all sorts of Cuban propaganda, like communist commie propaganda.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like trying to glorify Castro and Che Guevara.
Okay.
I mean, do you have, is this the first time you've heard of something like this happening?
Yeah, I haven't heard of this before. This was new to me.
Yeah, it says shit like, end the U.S. embargo on Cuban goods. Like, what the fuck is that?
I have no idea.
Why would Dora say that? That doesn't even make sense.
I have no idea. Wow, that is interesting. Hang on just a second. Let me get my manager for you, okay? Hold on.
All right, hurry the fuck up, faggot.
Excuse me?
I said, please hurry up.
Okay, because I heard something entirely different, and that's not acceptable.
You might be sleep deprived from Black Friday.
No, I'm very much not, but I don't appreciate the tone.
Oh, well,
I apologize.
If you want
me to get some help for you,
it's just, you know, the commies.
If you want me to get some help for you, I need you to change your tone.
All right, I apologize, sir. It's just I've been up dealing with this commie stuff all night.
Hang on, please.
Okay, thank you.
LRG, can we please? Yeah. Chris, are you near the bell where you need to call from? Hello, bye-bye. Copy, Mike. Very quick. Sir, hold on, please. My manager's on his way. Sir, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hold on, please.
You on cracked, Baz? I've read that one before. Oh, wait, no. No, not on
No. Crack. Like breast milk baby? There's a toy called the Peekaboo Pole Dancing Kid.
Those have to be gags. Psych? Guess not. That's pretty fucked up. These motherfuckers need to hurry.
Scat toys, pee and poo dolls.
I want Horsey Cat. Horsey Cat's made in America.
I'm going to make an anime for Horsey Cat. It's going to happen.
Are you electronic? Do you need help with something?
Yeah, this is Mr. Newman. I was waiting for a manager. Are you the manager?
Yeah, I'm the manager of the department.
Okay, your employee there, he was very rude to me. I had a serious complaint, and he kept, you know, deflecting and trying to divert the conversation, and he cussed at me. He said shit, and he said fuck, and I really don't appreciate it.
What was the conversation about?
Well, you know, initially my complaint was I bought this goddamn Dora the Explorer playset for my daughter, you know, the little, it's the little ethnic girl with her pet monkey.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I get it home, and the goddamn thing, you know, it's spouting off all this fucking communist Cuban propaganda, you know, about like bananas and cigars and, you know, Castro.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it said the U.S. government gave Fidel Castro cancer.
Wait, the toy said that?
Yeah, and then it gives like this URL. Like it's, I don't remember what it was, but it's a link to like this website. And it's like this article, you know, about how we gave Castro cancer with like strontium, I guess.
And you bought that here at Target?
Yeah, and it says end the embargoes, and it says no export tariffs, free trade agreements. Okay.
That's quite amazing. This is the first time that I've heard that. With
Yeah, I know. It's fucking ridiculous. I'm pissed. To be honest, though, I mean, Target, you guys, you know, you've been known to be a little bit devious in the past, you know? You kind of cling to the underbelly of society.
All right, what would you like me to do for you, sir? Did you want to return the item?
Well, abso-fucking-lutely. I'm going to come in there, all right? But I don't want Dora the Explorer, all right? I'm on to that shit. You know, these things are made in Mexico, okay? That's where they ship them from. And I'm on to their shit. They're trying to get in here and infiltrate, you know, and set up.
All right. Okay, we can definitely return that for you.
Okay.
If that's a problem,
well, this Christmas, sure. You know, my daughter, she's going to get an American toy, a toy we can be proud of. All right? And I need you to go ahead and do a stock check for me. It's called Horsey Cat.
All right, let me check.
Thank you.
CDA.
I can't believe they've stayed on the line.
Hey, can you mind spelling the product name for me?
Yeah, H is in house, O is in octopus, yep. R is in Robert, S is in snake, E is in elephant, Y is in yodel, C is in cat, A is in apple, and then T is in Tom, horsey cat.
All right, let's see if I get any... I didn't return any results when I looked in our system.
I know you guys have it. Like, I called around to a bunch of places, and they were all sold out, like all the other Targets. But, like, I don't know. I didn't check your store, so, when I was there.
Let me check online on my phone and see if anything comes up, because I checked our system in the computer, and no, he's giving me a product name. I'm trying to find it.
Well, maybe if you could just look. It's, like, if you, it's like this cat, like, horse thing, like this doll, and you... You pet its back, and it, like, and then it purrs, okay? And then it, but it has, like, this big horse penis.
It's not as open as
it's a what?
It has a large horse's penis. And it becomes erect when you, you know, you rub its back.
I don't think we carry that here.
I'm pretty sure you do. I mean... Maybe it's just in a different section.
Pretty sure I don't. I don't think we would carry anything like that here.
Well, no. I mean, I'm looking on your website right now, and it says, you know, you have it, and it's in stock at your location.
I'm on the website, too, and I typed in the exact word that you told me to type in, and nothing came back.
Well, maybe you guys have it entered wrong because you're so stupid, but it's... And it has, like, realistic defecation. Like, it has a bunch of horse shit in it, and it shits it all out all over the place.
Sir, I really don't think we have that toy here.
Do you know the song, though? Like, the jingle? Like, you've had to have seen this on TV.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I mean, everybody wants it. It's like, it goes, horsey cat, you're delicious. You smell like fishes. You have a huge cock.
All right. Well, I hope you find what you're looking for. I can't really help you with that. I know we don't have this item here. So,
Daddy, am I getting the horsey cat?
No, son, you're not going to be getting the horsey cat because this son of a bitch won't sell us one.
That's all I want. I'm going to kill myself if I can't have a horsey cat.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I kind of lost it at the end there. I can't sing the horsey cat song. It's going to take practice to learn to do that without laughing.
I didn't know there was
one. My back. And
Tyler invented it.
Yes. A giant horse erect.
But yeah, I can't believe they stayed on the line so long for the Communist Dora story.
I do. That premise was funny alone. And then when you made him go on the website for horsey cat, I was dying.
So I found a website of 20 totally inappropriate kids' toys like the pull along cock and the pull along pussy. They're like a rooster and a cat that you pull along behind you. And then the glitter doll. It's like a little bunny that poops out glitter.
That's pretty good.
Is it 5 o'clock yet? We can all go to bed.
What's up?
I said, is it 5 o'clock yet? So we can all go to bed.
No, it's.
Oh, I need to buy this the pole dance doll.
Yeah, it's not. It's not 8 yet. So no. But yeah, I'm actually gonna try to stay up. I'm gonna go for it. I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
We're at the top.
I'm gonna live forever.
We're just a little past the top of the hour.
For 24 hours.
All right, guys. Anyway, we gotta make a call. So, who wants to take it? And what do you want to talk to? Bitches.
Yeah, you got any more toys for us?
Call me some females. Call me some females.
Yeah, Goose needs to talk to some females.
Do you want one of these ladies that you pasted into the Google document, sir?
No, I don't know what the fuck Ken's doing with those.
Well, they're ladies.
Yeah, he put out some sort of ad for wannabe porn stars.
Yeah, well, talk to him.
I'm not good with planned shit.
Well, it doesn't have to be planned. Just, you know, be like, yeah, I'm a producer.
All right, let's see if I can get her to add me on Skype.
Okay.
Let's call a Walmart. Let's see. Maybe we could do a Walmart.
True that. Yeah. Paste any numbers you guys want to talk to.
Let's see here. Let's do Walmart.
I love how people bitch, but they're still listening.
Yeah.
Two incredibly long shows. Like, that takes serious dedication to something that you're actively opposed to.
Yeah, dude, it's early in the fucking morning.
Yeah, it's fucking, like, that's almost obsessive. Like, stalkerish.
Yeah.
You have reached the voicemail.
Well, fuck. All right, let's call more stores. It's Black Friday, goddammit.
Call me a target.
All right, I'm going to call you a goddamn target, motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
All right. Okay. Ah, shit. Shit, fuck.
Oh, shoot.
We have 45 minutes left, guys, and then Mr. Modern Joe picks up.
Dirty's getting on.
Yes, and I would like to listen to that.
Dirty will be broadcasting from his
closet. Thank you for calling the Los Angeles Eagle Rock Target Store. Para continuar en español, o prima el siete.
And we'll let, Dr.
Please stay on the line while your call is transferred to electronic.
Do a call. Kick his ass off.
What? Buddy, what are you doing? Crazy ass dog.
This is all you.
Oh, what is that? The goose is taking this.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, my bad. I'm retarded.
Yeah, you are.
Yes, you are.
Oh, shit!
I'm Doc. Nobody was.
There's no shame in being retarded.
A little bit.
We're all pretty fucking stupid here at Madhouse.
For real.
Especially Brad and Dark Stranger, if they're still around. You guys are especially stupid, and I hate you.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling the Sandwich. Please stay on the line while your call is transferred to electronics.
My good. Hey, Doc.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how you doing, man?
Good, good.
Tyler trying to throw out a PS4s and Xbox Ones. And iPad Airs.
Fuck those. Sir, I had a bit of a problem. I came in there earlier. I bought a toy. There's a bit of an issue.
What kind of toy?
I bought the Dora the Explorer. You know, the one that runs around with the fucking monkey?
I don't know what's wrong with the monkey. So what's the problem?
Well, I got the one for my daughter that spoke words, communicated with me. And for some reason, it started spouting off communist propaganda. Started saying that, you know, we need to end the embargo on Cuba. Cuban cigars make the world go round. It was really weird. Yeah, it was really weird.
No way.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I do not joke, sir. I'm a Christian.
So it started spewing communist propaganda.
Yes.
Instead of saying like "Donde está la mochila."
No, it said "Free the Cubans from being oppressed from the Americans."
If you bring in that doll, I will get that exchange immediately if it's saying that about the Cubans.
Well, if I bring it in there, you know, you think maybe we could go in the back room and play with the doll, and maybe you play with me, and you pet my hair, and you take my pants off. Exactly, we could do that. Are you a manager there, big boy?
I'm like a under manager. I have that kind of power, though.
Oh, I'm sure you don't. But can I speak to a manager?
All right.
Okay, now hurry the fuck up. I don't have much time left. I'm tired, goddammit.
That was the deal breaker there.
What the fuck did you mean? I don't have much time left.
He's about to die.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm going to die. All right. 5 minutes.
Guys, I really, really got to pee, so we're going to cut to music for like 2 minutes, and I'll be right back, and then Spray will take
bottle.
His call.
And then, yeah, just pee in a bottle like a man.
No.
That's what I'm doing.
I'd pee myself, to be honest.
All right, here we go. All right, we're back.
From listening to records, I just knew what to do. I mainly taught myself. And, you know, I did pretty well, except there were a few mistakes that I made that I have just recently cleared up. You know. I'd like to just continue to be able to express myself as best as I can in history. And I feel like I have a lot of work to do. Still, and I'm a student of the drums, and I'm also a teacher of the drums too.
I'm back, motherfuckers.
Yay.
Okay, Lux has an idea.
All right, but first we're going to call the number spray paint. Oh, sorry. Never mind.
Spray paint it.
Spray's turn.
Spray paint. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's a Walmart.
Spray is a motherfucker.
In Alabama. And I forgot what I was going to tell him. Oh, yeah, now I remember.
This call may be monitored or recorded to assure quality.
Just say something vile.
Walmart, who's been in Madison?
Hi, I was in there for the Black Friday deal, the doorbusters, this morning.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, and I was in the bathroom, and there was a man, you know, I was in the stall, and there's a man, he put his foot underneath the stall and tapped twice.
And what now? I'm sorry.
He put his foot under my stall, and he did like a little tap, like a tap. And I think he may have been propositioning me for something.
Okay, did you see him?
Yeah, I did. When I let him into my stall after he did that, and that's when I first saw him. And we were both in the same stall. And you know, he asked me a few questions.
I'm sorry, you said, what can I do for you?
Well, I mean, I have a complaint because it's all your guys' fault, because there's a man that came into my stall when I was in the bathroom.
Oh. Hold on 1 second. I'll get a manager for you.
Well, hurry up. This is an emergency.
Okay.
All right.
Blame it on them. So you have him and it's their fault. Or is PMS really manly enough that you're going to sue for damages? You never horse come.
Give them real graphic descriptions of the things you can't do with your wife anymore.
Okay.
I cannot look at her too hot anymore.
I can't fist her asshole, punch her taint.
She has vagine like Sleeve of Wizard now.
Slap her dirty, sloppy clit around.
Told him it was an emergency. I don't know what's taking so long.
It's Walmart, dude.
It's Black Friday. There's probably dead people all over, like, the aisles and stuff, but they just have to keep mopping up.
Did you see the video of those fucking monkeys fighting over a TV at the Walmart already?
Yep.
How may I help you?
Hi, yeah, I don't know, I've been waiting for so long, and I'm a little bit upset now.
They just paged me to the phone, sir. How
yeah,
can I help
I'm really,
you?
Really upset. I was in, did they tell you what? I don't really want to explain it again.
Okay, well, I'm the overnight manager, and I can't help you if you don't explain it to me.
Well, I was in the bathroom, you see, and there was a gentleman who propositioned me. He put his foot under my stall and did a little tap.
Okay, how long ago was this?
No, about 2 hours ago.
Okay, and I'm sure he's not in the store anymore.
I don't think he is, but you know what happened is that after he tapped, he came into my stall.
Mm-hmm. I don't need all this, sir. Thank you.
What? Stupid bitch.
I think she did call back.
Eh, I don't know.
Yeah, ma'am, that was sexual assault, and you're just going to turn a blind eye to that? God damn.
Well, no, because it was consensual. He let him into the stall.
A lot of men. Yeah.
Well, he could have forced himself in, I guess. I don't know.
He was in my stall. Well, how'd he get in there? Oh, I let him in.
All right. I mean, Lux, do you want to talk to like a Target or?
I think it's Doc's turn. I want to
Yeah, I'll take
Doc.
One. Okay. I'll take one. You just throw me one. I don't mind.
Okay.
Again, I can do pretty much whatever.
Yeah,
do you have a particular preference for a store? Or
probably something like, I don't know, with toys. I feel like I can probably get away with toys pretty easy.
All right, well, you're going to get the electronics department at Target. Like we've.
That's fine, I'll take it.
Well, no, they're right across from the toys section, so.
Okay.
It's actually probably lumped together, to be honest, as far as there.
How do I sound?
Thank you for calling the Orange Target store.
I've been in the toy section at
Target. Please stay on the line while your call is transferred to electronics.
And it's true.
Target Boys Electronics.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Is this electronics or toys? Yeah. I tried to get connected to toys, but...
Oh, the toys?
Yeah.
Just give me 1 second.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Hey guys, paste any numbers you want, and we will call them before we wrap up. Anything we have time for.
Mm-hmm. I'll research a band you'd call.
And somebody should be contacting Dirty Aaron to see if he's actually going to be getting up in Naposa Cobra.
He will. I talked to him a little while earlier. He's actually logged onto Skype right now.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah, he is. Yeah, Naposa is actually on Facebox.
I may stay online and go on with him for a while, too, if he'll let me go on.
I'm going to listen. I'm going to try to do it, man. I'm going to go until phone larking is over.
Enjoy. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. This is Toys.
Yeah, give me 1 moment. This is actually electronics right now.
Okay, yeah, I need to talk to Toys. It's very urgent. Okay. Or customer service.
All right, 1 moment, please.
Thank you.
My dog fell asleep on my lap and he's snoring. It's pretty goddamn cute.
Is it because you gave him Benadryl again?
Man, the line there is really quiet on the target. But, you know, it's cool. Okay. God, you'd think that they get Toys here faster.
Right?
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 I know, right?
I hope you go to sleep, Sloth, so I can be the only one to stay up the whole time. Ha. Fail.
I'm gonna beat you up, Lux. IRL.
Since the start, too.
We're gonna have a fight.
There can be only one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Screw you all. Beware me and my powers.
Dual monsters. Alright, we're hanging up on this, people.
Yeah, fuck this shit.
Okay, so, Doctor, you're gonna try one more.
Alright, sounds good.
Shoot.
And then we're gonna rotate to Lux. And then we're gonna jump around a little bit more. But everybody will get to do a call that they want to do. We have half an hour. That is enough time.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling the Carson North. Please stay on the line while your call is transferred to electronics.
It's from Maryland?
Now, these are all in California.
Oh, okay, cool.
Fuck.
Thank you for calling Carson Target North. How can I help you find something?
Hi, can you put me through to either customer service or electronics? It's kind of a big it's kind of a big deal. I need to talk to somebody with some kind of executive management powers right now, if you'd be so kind.
Okay, can you let me know what it's regarding so I can know who to direct the call to?
Yeah, it's with a very problematic device. It's a toy, and I don't think it's supposed to be operating like this.
Okay, hold on just a moment, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Sounds fair. Hopefully this
Hello?
Toy issue. Hello, yes.
Hi, I just spoke with one of our supervisors in human relations, and she just said just to bring the item back.
Okay, well, can I explain to you what it is? I don't know if it's supposed to be like this. But, okay, so I got my daughter this Dora the Explorer playset, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's got, you know, the little monkey and the swiper, the fox, and things like that.
Uh-huh.
And it does, like, the call and response stuff. Like, can you say, muy bien? And then you say, muy bien, and then it goes, muy bien, yeah. But the thing is, it started speaking all of these, like, terrible, terrible things, like these pro-Castro regime, like, things like, the workers have nothing to lose but their chains, and then they want you to repeat it. And this is for my daughter. And, like, I like to check out the toys before I get them, you know, to my daughter, just to make sure that there's no problems and that my daughter isn't going to be corrupted by, like, leftist, commie, you know, cabals of, like, corruption. But, like, it's totally talking about how the American government needs to stop, like, you know, trade tariffs against Cuba, and, like, Cuban cigars are the chief export of the Cuban free democracy. And I don't know. I just don't like exposing my daughter to this crazy leftist literature. I mean, you know, it's tough enough raising a kid with the MTV and the VH1, you know, like, I'm just, you know, in Honey Boo Boo. And then I have to deal with Dora the Explorer trying to put out all this leftist propaganda. You know, like, I just want my child to grow up in a... No, I'm dead serious.
All of that is coming from that toy.
From Dora, yeah. Like, Dora of all people. Like, and it's like, you know, I used to have faith. Like, it's good. It teaches kids, you know, it's Spanish. Because there's a lot of people that speak Spanish in this country now. And it's like, well, it makes it so everyone can talk to each other. When she's talking about how, like, the capitalist pig dogs need to, you know, be shot in the streets for their, like, treacherous ways. It's like, you know, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to contextualize that for a 4-year-old. And then she starts repeating it. I heard her saying, Che will always live in the hearts of the Cuban people, like, as she was going to sleep. Like, Che Guevara, he killed people. Like, I mean, it's terrible. And I really am really worried. I don't know if I should go to the news about this or, like, if I should just bring it back. Your manager told me to bring it back. I mean, should I just talk to her about this? Because I don't know. I don't want to make, like, a big incident of this. But I feel like I should really talk to somebody on a higher level.
Like I said, I spoke with her directly. And at the moment, she's dealing with some guests here that are actually, like, in the store. So if you want to speak with her, I suggest you come down. But other than that, they just request that you bring the item back in. If you want to take it to another level, you can always call or send a letter into the company. But other than that, as for, you know, just getting your funds back so that you don't have to worry about wasting your money something like that, just bring it in.
There's one that it says the Americans are evil and should be sodomized by the fires of Satan. I mean, like, how do I even explain to my daughter what sodomized means? Like, this is a child's toy, not some subversive pinko commie shit.
Death to the capitalist Americans.
Yeah, see, look, I'm squeezing it right now, and that's what it's saying. Death to the capitalist Americans! And then it goes, muy bien! Like it's rewarding you for your, you know, complicity with the
¿Cómo estás?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. ¿Cómo estás, chinga, chinga? Like, it says those things, ma'am. And I don't know. I think I'm going to have to write to Nickelodeon or Target or Best Buy.
That would definitely have to be taken up with their company, Target.
Yeah, I mean,
you sell the product, and it sounds like it's a defect for one.
It really probably is. I can't imagine that a toy would actually, like, say things like, Castro killed JFK because JFK was a snitch. You know?
Obama is a monkey nigger.
Yeah, like, things like that. Like, I'm just pushing these things, and there's a lot of little responses in there. Like, did you hear that last one? That was disgusting.
Let's cross the border.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm going to have to write a news piece, and I'm just going to... And what was your name again, so I can include you in my news article?
I'll kill you all.
Ma'am, can I get your name, please?
She hung up. She caught on.
Good.
Yes, right before Lux said, I'll kill you all.
Lux.
Oh, no.
Yes. Hey, Lux, guess what? Guess what?
What?
You gave up your call privilege.
That's a good thing.
But you may stay. You may stay.
You may stay.
You may stay.
Yes, for the remaining 25 minutes, you may remain in our presence, like in the presence of the mighty John Holloman.
John Holloman.
Okay, so we'll be moving to Baz then, since Lux had to go, and you know, you're lucky that she had hung up when you said that. Because otherwise, I would straight up totally disconnect you and ban you for the night.
Good evening. Morning to Alaskan's restaurant.
Good morning. Or good evening, rather. I'd like to place an order for takeaway.
Certainly. What would you like to order?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm a little bit jet-lagged. I just arrived in Perth and I forgot what time it was.
That's all right.
Yes, I would like one order of chicken tikka masala.
Yes.
One order of papadoms.
Yes,
and do you have pollock paneer?
Yes, we do, sir.
And more importantly, do you make the paneer fresh in your restaurant?
Yes, I do.
Oh, perfect. Well, I've got a bit of a strange request. I've taken quite a liking to paneer made with human milk. I would like to come in and milk your titties into a bowl and have you make the paneer out of the milk. I would like to milk you. Okay. It's better if a man picks up because they get more pissed off because they think you're insulting their women.
Yes. Yes, they do. Yeah, your enunciation on your titties was excellent. You're like, your titties.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to be specific.
It was almost like infomercial style. You're like, and your titties.
Non-ambiguous, you know?
Yes. Your titties will be the titties upon which we are performing verbs.
Yeah.
Damn Minnesotans. Minnesota. Okay, so.
Baz, was that satisfying to you, or would you like another banjo?
I would like a banjo. To talk to a man.
All right. What time is it in Australia? Are they still open?
Well, in Perth, it's like about 2 p.m.
So in like an hour, right?
No, hold on. It's
It's early afternoon, I think. What is it?
It depends on where you go. I had to look in the west coast of Australia.
Western Australia?
Yeah,
I used to cold call into Western Australia and all the Australians.
It's 8:38 p.m. The problem is like in Sydney, it's later in Sydney, but it's earlier in Western Australia.
Okay, I was Eastern. So it's sorry.
Prime time. Okay, so here's one that I just put in: Balti Indian restaurant.
I've got Maya Indian. The Australian ones seem to get pissed pretty easily.
They do.
They're hot-tempered people.
Good evening, Balti. May I help you?
Yes, I would like to place an order for takeaway, please.
What would you like, sir?
Yes, I would like one order of chicken tikka masala.
Yep.
One order of papadums.
Yep.
And paneer. Do you make the paneer fresh in your restaurant?
Yes, sir.
Yes, well, I would like some really fresh paneer. I'm going to come in, and I want to milk your mom's titties into a bowl.
You fucking asshole. Stop calling us. The cops are getting you anyway. The call's been reported. Every 5 minutes you're ringing, go and milk your own titties.
Come front of me. What the hell? Every 5 minutes.
He definitely said call back two more times real quick.
Jesus, what the hell was that?
That's just what I just picked out of random.
Baz, why do you keep calling that guy? God.
Yeah, Baz, let it go.
Oh. I just picked that out of Google about 2 minutes ago.
All right, I want to talk to this guy.
Good evening, Balti. May I help you?
Yeah, sir. I'd like to place an order for a takeaway, please.
Yes, sir. What would you like?
Do you guys have lamb curry? Like anything spicy with lamb in it?
Is it the same guy calling just called before?
Excuse me?
Hello?
What are you talking about, sir? Do you have anything with lamb in it? Like lamb curry?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Sorry, I just have been having a crank call every 5 minutes. They're ringing us, so.
Oh, yeah. It's fine. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Do you guys have garlic naan?
Yes, we do, sir.
Okay. Two garlic naan.
One order. Can I have your phone number, please?
My phone number?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's 892. 212-408.
Where is this from?
What's that?
Is this the Perth number, right?
No, I don't know. It's a burner phone. I'm just here on vacation.
So it's a Perth number, right? In the city?
What's that? I think. It's a prepaid
number,
phone because it's too expensive to use my cell phone here out of the U.S.
Yeah, so it's 9221-2402.
What? That's weird. All right, well, if you call me back at the number that I gave you, it'll reach me, okay?
89221.
Yeah.
2402?
Yes.
Okay, sir.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
No, and wait, I still want more stuff. Sir.
Yeah, I'll call you back, sir.
Well, no, I want banchode. Do you have banchode?
Yeah, I have one on the phone right now.
Do you, motherfucker? Is that what you have?
Yeah, you are one.
Oh, no, you are one.
Yeah.
No, you're
you
one.
You got a looking in the mirror and talking, aren't you?
You jihad, you fucking Gandu.
You same, everything goes to you.
No, you're the modder chode. You're a modder chode. Okay, so who wants to take the last call to this guy?
I'll do it. Kind of just want to get on this. I'm a bunch of...
Fake an Austral accent, man.
Good evening, Balti. May I help you?
Yes, I would like to place an order.
Yeah, may I have your phone number, please?
Yes, it's 892... What?
He's just done accepting calls from Perth. Like, he's like, you know what? Fuck this whole city. Fuck this whole country.
He's now drinking heavily.
Yes, he is. And tonight he will kill himself. And Ice Goose will be Lux will be responsible.
Yeah.
Oh.
Way to go, Lux. And you know what, Lux?
That should have been your call.
Yeah, Lux, against my better judgment, Lux. I'm going to let you make your goddamn call to a target. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Tell him you got a Barbie doll, because it sounds reasonable for your voice.
Yeah. Ooh.
That was my idea. Anyway.
It was also your idea to tell somebody you were going to kill us all. You're going to kill them all.
Yeah,
you said that.
Yeah. Let's refrain from that.
I'm in there, Barbie.
Thank you for calling the Princeton Target Store. Please stay on the line while your call is transferred to electronics.
It's all you, Lux.
Okay.
Hi, this is Electronics. How may I help you?
Hi. Me and my dad were in there, and we got toys from me and my sister, and my dad wants me to call and find out if I can return this one toy because it wasn't okay.
I'm sorry, what was that?
We got the Malibu Barbie Adventures in the Ghetto doll set. You know, the one with Barbie and the five black guys? Well, my dad wants me to return it because he says it's not appropriate. I want the horsey cat instead because this one has, like, Barbie dolls with penises. And my dad said that's not okay.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Is there a way I can get rid
of
this?
He hung up.
Yeah, probably.
God damn it. God damn shit.
God damn it. Okay.
I failed.
Lux, you're going to talk to... the Target in Burlington, New Jersey.
You need to explain Horsey Cat.
Yes, you have to tell them.
Yeah, you have to explain Horsey Cat.
And I know it's hard because it's funny. And maybe you try to sing them the song.
Yeah. Horsey Cat, you're delicious.
I need to do one more.
Thank you for calling the Burlington Target.
What, Ice Goose?
Please stay on the line while your call is transferred to electronics.
And Horsey Cat.
Horsey cat. Delicious.
Electronics, how may I help you?
Hi! So, I got a toy that I don't want. My dad said to call back and see if I can trade it in for another toy. But this one's broken. It's the Breakdancing Elmo. I got the Breakdancing Elmo when I went in with my dad, but it's broken. So now I want the Horsey Cat. Do you guys still have any of them?
Hold on one second.
Okay.
Somebody act like his racist father who wants him to get rid of the toy and who destroyed it because it promotes urban ways.
I'll do it.
Yay.
Yeah. Is this in Jersey?
Yes.
This one in Jersey. Yeah, okay. Yep. Okay. All right.
It says niggers should have rights. I don't know about that. My son should know that.
Boy, trying to turn something that promotes the electric boogaloo shit.
Smell like this, and you have a big cock.
And Jayat, we would like to have a show, a phone larking that is just anti-Semitic rhetoric. That's
kosher.
Yeah, I mean that
kosher
would be. I mean, you always try to push the bounds of prank calling. I mean, that's like post pranking. It's you don't even make pranks. You just talk about Jews. And,
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Do you guys still have Horsey Cat?
Ma'am, can I talk to you? This is my son. I need to return this Breakdancing Elmo right now because it is teaching my son that it is okay to solve his problems through dance and pop locking. And I will not have that in my home. You understand? So I want to get him this Horsey Cat, whatever that is. Son, just can you please explain to the woman what a Horsey Cat is? I'm sick of hearing.
Yeah, Yeah, ma'am, when we were in there earlier, I saw the horsey cat, and it's like, it's, you know what horsey cat is, right? Haven't you seen the commercial for horsey cat?
I don't think we carry that here. I've seen the commercial, but we don't have that in our store.
You've seen the commercial?
Yeah.
Cool, I love the commercial. It's like my favorite song ever. Horsey cat, you're delicious. You smell like fishes and you have a big cup. Because horsey cat has a huge penis.
Yeah, yeah, ma'am. I need to find this horsey cat or my son is going to act up. He got straight A's, and I really need to show him that, like, the work he does is valued, but it won't be through some pop-locking Sesame Street character who thinks that he can collect her.
Shut up. Son,
you tell me shut up. You don't say that to my face in front of the lady.
What are you going
to
do?
I'm going to let you talk because I want
you
to be an adult.
Hi.
Hello?
So, can you check your computers and see if you have a horsey cat?
Emoji cat?
No, horsey cat. It's the newest, bestest toy ever. The commercials are like, horsey cat, you have a big penis, you're so awesome.
Oh, we don't care. It's so fun.
But it's the only anatomically correct hat.
Anatomically, son. It's pronounced
Don't carry it.
But listen, you pet it, and it purrs,
it comes erect.
It's the bestest thing ever. It's half cat, half horse, and it ejaculates. It's awesome. Why don't you have it?
I will say it does look pretty awesome, ma'am. It has a long face.
Yeah, ma'am, it has realistic smegma.
Yeah. You know, like smegma cheese that you put on your pizza?
Yeah, like when you aren't circumcised and then that cheese collects under your foreskin. That's smegma, ma'am.
Yeah.
And then you let your neighbor's son lick it off when he's 12.
Hey, ma'am, can I ask you a question real quick? This is Ron Newman. I'm actually chiming in from the corporate office for a moment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay, listen, do you have any customers nearby you right now?
Some.
Okay, can you put one on the phone for the weekly customer survey?
Can I put one on the phone?
Yeah, I need to see how their experience has been with Black Friday, and I apologize for that caller earlier. We monitored that at our centralized computer, and we canceled the call. We disconnected it. Sorry, you had to deal with that. That was a prank. But go ahead and put a customer on the line. I need to talk to them about their Black Friday shopping experience at Target.
Okay, give me 1 second, please.
Thank you. Are you fucking kidding me?
No fucking way she's gonna do that. My God.
Oh, but she will.
God, people are so simple.
This will be epic if she does.
They get a free Xbox 360 game.
No, they get horsey cat. That's what I'm going to talk to them about.
Sloth has big cock. Sloth, how big is your cock?
It's like 2.5 inches, man. Shit's
hard or just flaccid?
Hard.
Oh, I was thinking it was going to be more like 2 feet. Two feet.
Still beating me by 2.5 inches, so...
Yeah, no son of mine's going to talk to me like that on the telephones. God damn it, I'll slap the shit out of you and your breakdancing Elmo.
Shut up, whore.
This bitch needs to hurry up.
You don't call me that, you son of a bitch. And yeah, that means your mother's a bitch. So suck on that, you little cocksucker motherfucker.
Yeah, well, you slept with Grandpa. I saw you.
You know what, son? That was a long time ago, and I was drunk, okay?
It was last week, and you weren't drunk.
It was
drunk.
A long time ago, son.
Right, we only got a couple minutes left.
Yeah.
Time's running out. All right, I got another idea for Target Electronics. I'm going to take them. It'll be quick.
Thank you for calling the East Hanover Target Store. Our store. Please stay on the line while your call is transferred to electronics.
Who's on this one?
Me.
All right.
Hello?
Hey, this is Mr. Newman. I had been talking earlier. This is a corporate. Is this a customer?
No, it's not. This is the LOD.
Oh, yeah. I need you to put a customer on the line. This is Ron Newman. I'm from corporate. I'm actually calling to do a survey regarding the Black Friday experience of a random customer there at your store.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know anything about this. I hadn't gotten any communication on it. I'm just...
Oh, it's okay. Yeah, it's no big deal. We've kind of been doing it randomly, and truth be told, I was not expecting to have to do these tonight. But
okay,
I do.
Is there a number where I could call to verify that this is something that I should be doing?
I'm afraid not. This is very urgent. There's not a lot of time to waste.
Okay, and what was your name again?
My name is Mr. Newman, and I'm an American citizen.
Okay. I won't be putting a guest on the phone. I'm sorry.
If I come down there, will you show me your asshole and maybe I can put my fingers inside of it?
Maybe like course you get.
She hung up. I can't imagine why. That's fucked up.
Yeah,
okay.
I can't imagine.
I gotta download something quick. Son of a bitch. Fuck, shit. Shit, fuck. Cunt.
Piss.
Oh, shit.
Burp.
Yeah, I'm an American citizen.
I'm an American citizen. Don't treat me with the respect that I deserve.
Best country in the world, damn it.
Yeah, best goddamn country in the world.
If it wasn't for us, you people would all be speaking German right now. Just know this right now.
I love how when Baz calls Singapore, he always makes like, I'm an American, as if it's like the most impressive thing in the world to be talking to an American in Singapore. It's so fucking funny. Yeah, balls.
Okay, now I need to test something. Okay, I'm being quick here, guys. Trying to be quick. Trying to be as quick as possible.
You only got 5 minutes, motherfucker.
I know.
One time when I pulled that, I'm an American, they said, oh, good for you. And I said, yeah, it is good for me. Bad for you.
Bad for you, motherfucker. We'll invade you.
Okay, do you guys hear that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, danger zone. You hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, now I need a target. Oh, shit. Shit, I'm going to tell them I bought this fucking iPod, and anything I upload to it, it doesn't matter. It just fucking plays Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins. It's a crock of shit. I've bought like $200 worth of songs on iTunes, and it's all fucking Danger Zone.
Awesome. Thank you for calling. Awesome. Please stay on the line while your call is transferred to electronics.
Take your halfway to
Thank you for calling Target Premise. Can I help you find something?
Yeah, this is Mr. Newman. I was in there earlier for your Black Friday, and I purchased an iPod from the goddamn fucking Apple company. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I bought this goddamn iPod. It was an iPod Nano. It's blue. Okay? So I get
Do
it home.
You have a point? Or?
Well, no, yeah, I have a complaint. Don't sass talk me. I got it home, okay? And I uploaded all my music to it, and I bought like $200 worth of songs off of iTunes, okay? Hello?
I'm listening.
Okay, and every song that I upload, no matter what, when I go to listen to it, all it is Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins.
Well, that's a disaster.
No, well, I know. Listen, no, look, look, this is Rocket Man by Elton John, okay? I uploaded this earlier. Listen.
All right.
See? It's just Danger Zone. Like, it's all Danger Zone. That's all
okay,
I'm getting
it's
here.
It's possible that it's defective. So
well,
if you
okay,
want,
but
you
why
take
would it
back.
Do that? Is that your problem? Did you do that?
No, not particularly. No.
Well, then how the fuck is it playing Kenny Loggins all the time? That's all it plays.
I have no idea, sir.
All right,
I
look
really
here. Hold up. Hold up. Look, I'm gonna play "We Didn't Start the Fire" by Billy Joel.
Okay.
Do you hear that?
Right. Okay. Yeah.
It's danger.
Maybe
hold up.
With the process. Okay.
Danger Zone. You hear that?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The only thing I can tell you, sir, is you can bring it back and we can exchange it for you, or you can contact the Apple help desk. That's all I can do for you, sir.
But do you think maybe if I come down there, I could be compensated in other fashions as well for my inconvenience?
I have no idea.
Well, what I hope to receive as restitution for the damages that your store has caused me by having to listen to Kenny Loggins repeatedly as I make love to my wife this evening, I would like to come
okay,
down
listen,
there.
Listen, I have to I have
look,
to take another call. Thanks
look, I'll
for
suck
calling.
Your dick.
Oh, God.
Okay, guys, funny. We have to close up the song with that. I mean, close up the...
Oh. This is Elton John.
That was brilliant.
Nice.
Oh, shit.
It's like, where's Dirty Aaron? Has anybody heard from him?
Nope.
Okay, does anybody else
said he's
take a
waiting
call?
For him?
Okay. Kenny Loggins while I make love to my wife.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, hold up 1 second. I gotta fix my audio after I fucked with it.
Sounds pretty good, man.
Well, no, but I was piping in shit from it over my mic. Okay.
Duh.
Okay, word. Now let me turn that off. Okay, so who wants to take a call?
I'll do one, I guess. I don't know. I feel like this is probably going to be like my last chance to get one in on this long day of calling. So
true that. And well, Baz, you're going to be on with Dirty Aaron, right?
I'm not sure. It looks like Tristan might be.
Oh, cool. Tristan? Like Australian Tristan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. That guy's
well,
awesome.
Does he want us off the air a while?
No, nobody's messaged me anything.
All right, well.
Yeah, just give me a number and
Let me try to message Dirty Aaron and see if he's ready to go.
Yeah,
I'll cook something up if you just give me a store and, you know, whatever. I can make something work, probably.
I got one for you, buddy.
All right. Oh,
okay, Sloth has one.
Okay. You guys should just, like, set objectives, like, try to get transferred, like, 3 times or shit like that, because I could probably make that happen, too.
Thank you for calling the East Hanover Target Store. Mm. Our store hours. Please stay on the line while your call is transferred to electronics.
Okay. 30 years, I said 5 minutes. 5 minutes, he's ready to go.
Okay.
True that.
All right, I'm going to try to do the Jewish kosher. Hello?
Electronics.
Hi, is this near Toys, or can I talk to somebody about Toys?
No, this is Electronics.
How far is Electronics from Toys?
What is it that you need?
Toys? Can I talk to
somebody? No, I mean,
about
like,
toys?
What is it that you're looking for in the toy
I'm
department?
I'm looking for a toy for my Goyim nephew, because it's Hanukkah, and I really need to get these Hanukkah presents, and I was out there, and this Meshuggah just really got in my way about all of these little toys that I needed to buy, and I ended up spending way more money than I needed. I just need to talk to somebody in Toys or Customer Service, like, really quick here, huh?
Getting any more.
Hello, you there? Ma'am?
What does he mean? Sorry, how may I help you?
Hi, I'm looking for these toys. My little nephew, he's got a bar mitzvah coming up. It's a really big deal. I'm looking for this board game, and I know you might not have it. And I know Black Friday Rush might have taken it away from you. But I'm looking for the Hyde and Frank playset. You guys
What's
have
it
that?
Called?
It's called the Hyde and Frank board game. It's either a board game or a playset. You know, Anne Frank, that little Jewish girl that like wrote the diary about hiding from the Nazis and stuff.
Apparently What's her name? Board.
It's called
I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. It's called the Hyde and Frank board game or something like that. It's called
the Hyde. So you spell that because I can hardly hear you.
Okay, it's spelled H as in Hitler, I as in idea, D as in dominatrix, E as in education, space. You put a space in there.
Okay.
A as in apple, N as in Nazi, N as in Negro, E as in Episcopalian. Ma'am, I'm just trying to enunciate. I don't want to give redundant numbers out. Oh, shit.
You know what?
Fuck. Damn it. I thought I could keep wrong longer than that.
All right, everybody. Baz, Ice Goose, Lux, Drunk PhD, Spray.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for participating.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me
Thank
on.
Thank you.
Guys.
That was fun.
Good,
Thank you, everybody, for being on the Science
Show. Shut up, Ice Goose.
Yes.
Science.
Tune in for Brent Westwood next.